What a great joy it is to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? And I don't know about you, but I'd rather be here as the best jail in town. Amen. I never was up behind the bars. Thank God for that. And but I tell you what, I was sitting there and getting a blessing from the Lord and listening to them. I tell you what, if you don't listen to anything any other time you listen to what's going on, you're going to preach. I pay a lot of attention in the service anyway, but when I'm going to preach, I told Jane the other day, my mind is spinning. From the time I get there till I can get delivered what God's given me, it's spinning on the Word and what God's been giving us. And I appreciate the opportunity to be able to stand tonight. We've got several things we want to mention by the help of the Lord. And I want to say also that we appreciate our family for being here tonight. And God bless you for coming, all of you. And we do appreciate that, as Shelby said, so much. And means a lot to have you, any family members with you in the house of the Lord. And in most cases in my ministry, when my family showed up and I preached, I usually didn't see them again for years. So that may be the case tonight, I don't know. But there's been things that's been testified about and talked about that maybe we'll deal a little bit about, maybe not in the exact way, but we'll mention by the help of the Lord tonight. God's got a lot on my heart, and kind of like the church we went to last week, and I said, it just gets bigger when you get up here, and for some reason, and I said, I can't preach everything that the Lord's given me and has given me. I said, I'd have to come back tonight, I'd have to come back Wednesday night, next Sunday, and the pastor ain't going to like that. So that's about the way it's probably going to be tonight. We'll do what we can by the help of the Lord. Be turning as I'm talking over in 1 Kings, if you will, and chapter 21. God's given us some things that we want to read by His help tonight and obey Him. And I want to say something before I read. And, you know, this nation that we're living in, it survives according to the economy that we're having or experiencing. And sometimes, you know, the economy gets very low and things don't move, things don't sell, and selling is what's keeping us going anyway. Something has to be sold all the way down the line. It's important. Sales are very important to our economy and to America that we live in tonight. So in some form or fashion, sometimes people just look at the sales on the end, maybe that they buy. It doesn't just start when you go to Walmart. It goes way back down the line, and things are sold as they're developed and introduced. They have to be sold, you know, to be patented. You got to sell that to somebody, your item that you have. And I want you to think about selling tonight and not selling. And by the help of the Lord, I want to take a text tonight out of this scripture, for sale or not for sale. And with the help of the Lord, and only with His help tonight, we want to show you maybe just a few people, and some wanted to sell and some would not sell. There's a time in life that it's good to sell. I worked in sales many, many years, and it was always good to sell at times because that meant I could take home a check for my family and survive and be able to eat and pay our bills. But there's some things in life that you better not sell. You better not sell. Now, let me go ahead before I talk too much and read just a little bit in the Word of God. And I'm going to drop down. You can read verse 1 if you want to in chapter 21. But I'm going to drop to verse 2. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, Give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house. Handy, wasn't it? It was close by and it was handy. There's people choose things sometimes in life because it's handy and not because it's right or the right thing to do. But this was handy next to his house. And he said, And I will give thee for it a better vineyard. Now, you know, folk like to hear that. And if something, if someone is offering to purchase something or they're wanting you to do something, and if they're offering something better, then our ears perk up when folk mention that they're going to do something better for us, or especially maybe better than we're going to do for them, or as good as we're going to do. So we like things that's going to be better a lot of times in life. So he said, And I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, he said, I will give thee worth of it in money. And certainly money tonight has caused so many people to do so much wrong in this life, and it's ruined so many folk tonight. I thank God for people that can have some means in life and have things in life and still love God, aren't you? And you know there's people that way in this day and age that we're living in. They can have things and still love God. There's people that don't have anything that don't love God. So it don't always have anything to do with what you have or what you don't. So he said, I'll give it even in money if necessary. And notice what the Bible says. And Naboth said to Ahab, The Lord forbid it me that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And Ahab came into his house heavy and displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him. For he had said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down upon his bed and turned away his face and would eat no bread, the Bible says. I want to drop down to verse 25 and read a verse of scripture here in this same chapter. And the Bible says, But there was none like unto Ahab, which did sell himself to work wickedness in the sight of the Lord, whom Jezebel his wife stirred up. And we heard a little bit about for Mother's Day. The pastor talked a little bit this morning about homes and mothers and things of that sort. And I want to say this before I move too much further into the message tonight. Certainly a good mother is something to be proud of and to be thankful for. And and I don't say this boastfully because I'm nothing without God, but somebody told me just recently, said that I was a good man and always had been. Well, I haven't always been, but they seem to think so. I said, unfortunately, there's not much of a demand for them, though. And when you look out over the world and you see the folk that people are marrying in this day and time, and the companions that they're getting, it doesn't seem like a good person or a child of God, a Christian, is much in demand in the eyes of people today. So, are we for sale tonight or not for sale? That's what we want to talk about by the help of the Lord. And if you'll notice in the Word of God here, Ahab, the Bible teaches us he was the seventh king of Israel. And, of course, as we told you, he married Jezebel here. And then the Scripture went on to declare something here we'll find in the Word of God. The Bible said here in verse 20, said, Thou hast sold thyself to work evil. Now, certainly it's easy to sell out, we'll find, a lot of times, if you have no conviction whatsoever about sin or off sin. It's easy to sell out. Certainly conviction tonight is something that we need. And if we don't have it tonight, I hope and pray. I've got to come out of my coat. But I hope and pray if we don't have any that we'll have some before we leave the house of God tonight. So a lot of folk have no conviction whatsoever, it seems to be, about sin tonight. So Naboth, we find here in the Word of God, would not sell. Amen? And he said he had a no sell sign, so to speak, if you will, on him. And I believe that he wore that no sell sign day in and day out. That's exactly what God is looking for in Christianity in the day and age that you and I are looking in. He's looking for a few men and women and children, young people that'll put a no sell sign. Thank God that we're not going to sell God out. It doesn't matter what that you may offer. It doesn't matter what the price is. It doesn't matter about the convenience of anything that might be offered to us that might be closer by or maybe a little more within our reach. We're not going to sell. It doesn't matter what that we are offered in this life today. And certainly, that's what the devil's roaming around today trying to do. He's trying to get people to sell God out. Now, I mentioned this the other Sunday in a church, and I'm going to mention it again today because it's true. And the truth's going to stand when the world's on fire. It seems to me like that one of the main places that's doing more selling, seems like, than anybody, it's in a lot of places that's called a church, because they have just about sold everything out of the holiness of God that you can think of in this day and age that we live in. Now, I'm going to say this, and I don't say it harshly. I say it humbly from my heart. It's a sad day when you can walk in what's called a church door, the house of God, and get you some chocolate chip cookies and a cup of coffee or a donut and come right out in the bleachers or the house of God in the pews and sit there and eat them cookies and drink your drink while the things that's supposed to be of God that's going on today. Now, I tell you what, I was raised by an old-fashioned daddy that didn't care. And let me tell you something, Shelby knows it's true. We remember our daddy when we didn't have no television because he didn't believe in them. But he'd sit there with the radio and the man of God, Brother Herman Anderson, and many others would come on the radio. And Brother Herman or somebody would say, well, we're going to go to the Lord in prayer. And my old daddy be sitting there with his Bible open. He never sold out to God. And he never raised no son to sell out either, thank God. But he'd get down with that old open Bible and he'd pray in that living room floor with a man of God. And I'm telling you what today, beloved, God's looking for somebody that'll stand for him. We're living in one of the most dark eras that we've ever lived in our lives. There's not many folk. There's a lot of people that used to go to church and used to love God and used to do things for the holiness of God, but they've sold their time out to do something else other than come and worship the goodness of God. Oh, let me tell you something tonight, church. I don't know about you, but I'm not for sale. I've never seen anything. Listen, the devil took Jesus upon an exceedingly high mountain. The Bible says he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. But I want you to know the Son of God never sold out for anything that the devil had to offer. Oh, listen to me tonight. If there's ever been a day that you and I need to take our stand for God, surely it's the day and age that we're living in. Things are going to get worse and worse and worse as time continues to go on. Are we for sale or are we not for sale? I want to move on just a little bit further here. You know, I want to show you something here. There's a difference between a couple of people here. There's a difference between Naboth here and Ahab here. If you will, in the Word of God, we find, you know, Ahab here, I found in study, he knew the price. There's a lot of people know the price. And price is what they focus on in this life. In many different things in this world, price is what people focus on. If they're going to the grocery store, they focus on price and all of this. And, you know, people focus on price a lot of times in the way that they conduct their daily lives as what's supposed to be a Christian and representing the Lord Jesus Christ. But I want you to notice something here today. We got another fellow here, thank God, that never focused on the price, but he focused on the value. And that's what we need today is some value, amen. I think, brothers and sisters, tonight, if there's ever been a day that people need to have some value, it's certainly in the day and age we're living in. Now, Esau, we find in the Word of God here that Esau, he sold his birthright just for a morsel of bread. It's surprising what that people will sell out for, just the simplest little thing tonight. People will sell God out. You know, it don't take anything to seem like get people to throw their hands up and quit. It's no wonder that places are emptying out that really takes a stand for God. If you're going to find a big crowd, you're going to find it in a church building. Either brothers and sisters that has sold God out, and they've got no use for God to be there. They don't want nobody to be loud. Our brothers and sisters, they don't want the preacher to raise his voice. And I've had people tell me, the man told me one time, he said, he was talking about going to church, and I was on the job, and he said, I can't stand these fellas. He said, that sweat and raise their voice. And I looked him square in the eye. I said, you'd never want to come and hear me then. Back in them days, I sweated a whole lot more and hollered a whole lot more. I ain't able, thank God, today. But I'll tell you one thing. It'll be June the 19th. It'll be 56 years that God saved my soul. And I'm not for sale, amen. I'm not going to wear no sale sign that says that Larry Winkle's for sale. This gospel that I preach out of, I want you to know it's not for sale. The King James Version Bible is not for sale. These folks took their little Bibles and I can understand it better. I can read it better. And all that they want to, they're selling everything out. My wife was talking just the other day. She said, I think I'm going to get something to talk about on computer. She said, and make some cards. She said, where I can send some people. When I want to, she said, you can't find a card, hardly in a card store, that's King James Version, and you can't. Our brothers and sisters today, listen, these people, they're going to stop what they can make money on. It doesn't matter about principles or anything like that. It matters about money. Getting a hold of some money today so they'll sell out a lot of things that's good and that's for God. Our brothers and sisters, instead of going with the old time King James Version, I started out in it. I started preaching in it, out of it, almost 49 years ago. Almost 49 years ago this next month that I started preaching out of the King James, and I'm still preaching out of it. And I intend on to preach the last sermon that God gives me, and it may be tonight. But I plan on preaching the last one out of it. Listen, there's been other things that have been offered me, and it was sad. Even back when I was pastoring, there was times that people would hate. The church might have a birthday party. And I want you to listen, church, because this was experience that I had. But a lot of times, even a birthday party that the church that I pastor would hold for me, sometimes folk would bring a card and it wouldn't even be King James Version. And I thought, oh, what a slap in the face, as hard as I stood against all these other Bibles that they brought out, so to speak. And I listened to me, young people, get you a King James Version if you ain't got one, and you stick by it. You better keep the one you've got in the best shape you can, because I'm telling you that there's a day that's going to come, they ain't going to be in the stores to buy. If you ain't got one that you can read, you better have it hid away in your heart somewhere. They've sold them out. They've sold them out. How heartbreaking. Esau sold out here, and he sold out to appetite. So just the simplest little things you see people sell out for. Almost nothing he sold out in the book of Genesis. If you want to look sometimes, chapter 25, verses 27 through 34, it talks about him selling out for appetite. Yeah, he sold out for almost nothing, didn't he? Almost nothing. Samson sold out, the Bible said. He sold out to the willing of a woman here, we find in the Word of God. Yeah, there's a lot of that's going on today. As the pastor even mentioned this morning, I thought about the message for tonight as he was talking about that. I thought, well, that's just one another thing that, Lord, well, we've got to mention tonight is how people's conducting their lives. It's so sad. It's so sad today the way that people are living. They take no stand whatsoever. They're ashamed to tell people they're saved. Well, I tell you what, if you don't live no better than that, you ought to be ashamed. Amen. If we don't live good enough or a close enough life to God that we can stand up and be recognized as one of His children, then we're in sad shape. Our brothers and sisters tonight, we're in bad business, bad shape if we're like that. So, are you selling anything out? Have you sold anything out tonight that should not have been sold? I want you to notice here, over here in the book of Judges, he sold out there and his soul was vexed, the Bible teaches us, to death. Unto death in Judges 16 and 16. In verse 17 in Judges there, you know what he done? He told her his heart. Oh, don't you ever tell the devil's crowd your heart. Amen. You don't ever want to let the devil know about your heart. I said something back years ago that I remember preaching, and I remember saying this. I said, the devil, we better be careful what we say. The devil, he knows a lot of things that we think that he doesn't know. Did you know that tonight? He knows a lot, and he hears a lot. And I tell you what, he'll take something that we say if we're not careful, and he'll turn it around. Your life will be in one of the biggest messes that you've ever seen in your entire life. So we need to be careful in things that we say and what we say today, brothers and sisters. If you'll notice, we find, I'm trying to move along real hurriedly here, but we find that Ananias and Sapphira, they sold out for the greed of money. For the greed of money, they kept back, the Bible says, a part of the price there. So people sell out for a lot of different things. And in verse 4, it tells us there, in the Word of God, in the books of Acts chapter 5, they lied to God. They lied to God. When you lie to God, you can also lie to the Holy Ghost. Amen. You can't lie to one without lying to all three, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. So we need to be careful today and what we say and how that we conduct our business today, or our financial business or whatever it might be. We need to be careful about that. Oh, they wanted to appear like they were generous. As a lot of people today wants to appear to be generous. You know, I've never believed that we ought to do anything in a big way to get attention or to get somebody to look at us. We should never put a piece of money in the offering pan in a way. I don't feel I could never do that in order for somebody to see what I was doing. I'm supposed to be doing that for God. Amen. Supposed to be doing it for God. We're supposed to be giving something. We're supposed to be giving it unto the Lord and not to be seen of ourselves. Whatever that we might do in life, whatever you might do to help somebody, as far as if you help somebody, if you counsel with them or you help them in some way, if you go mow their yard, why? Because if they need it, you don't need to go out and boast about it or brag about it. You know, I feel we're selling out when we do that, and we ought not to do that, or just be thankful that God gives us the strength to do the things that we do. I ought to move on just real hurriedly here, if I can. We find that Demas here, sold out. And you know what he sold out for? He sold out for this present world. Sold out for this present world here. All the glitter and all the glamour, brother, and things of this present world is what he sold out for. You know what the Bible says in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 26? What does it profit a man? Amen. If he should gain the whole world and then lose his soul, what would it profit? If you gain the whole world, if you've got everything, if you own all the property that is in this world, no matter what it is, if you had all the buildings that you could rent out and all the businesses there is in the whole world, let's say you owned every bit of it according to paper and according to man, if you ain't got God, you still ain't got anything. You ain't got nothing if you ain't got God. It doesn't matter what you've got tonight. It doesn't matter how well we may dress. Without God, we're nothing. Amen. Without God, we're nothing. I could never be anything without God. You could never be anything without God. Never will be nothing without God. Oh, if there's ever been a time in a world that needs God, it's certainly the day and age we're living in. Joseph would not sell out. Joseph didn't sell out. We find in the Word of God, and he didn't sell out to a seductive and a lustful woman, we find. And if we'll notice here, in the Word of God, unbelievers and opposers, if you will, they always find a way to point a finger, maybe towards somebody, and toward the ones that fail. It's one of the easiest things to do ever was, is to point a finger toward somebody that falls. We ought not to do that. We're to pray for them. Amen. That's right. We're selling out when we do that. And we're not doing what God would have us to do when we do that. And you know, that brings to my mind like this. How many times in the night have you been out and you looked up in the sky and you saw a star that would turn loose from the skies of the heavens and shoot across, and people will stand and they'll look, you know, and they're so amazed because that star is shooting across the sky. It's falling. It's turned loose. And it's not going to do its job anymore because it can't. It's going to burn up and be gone forever. Instead of pointing our finger at that one fallen star, we ought to point our finger toward the heavens, toward the millions that God's hanging up there twinkling and winking at us. And oh, what a blessing it is. What a good feeling it is just to look up there the night that the stars are in the sky. So don't focus on just that one thing or something that somebody may have done wrong or didn't do the way that you think that they ought to. Don't sell out and let the devil maybe make your finger come out and point your finger. We're selling out when we start pointing fingers, church. We should never point fingers at our brothers and our sisters. The devil will come in and he'll have you point your finger if you're not just real watchful. We need to be a watchful people. The devil's lurking. He's lurking. And let me tell you something today. He got here tonight before any of us got here. He was ready and he was going to try to defeat anybody in any way that he possibly could. If he could get us, our brothers and sisters, if we feel like hollering amen, but we're shameful too, then we're selling out. We're selling out when we do that. If God says jump up and throw your hands up and holler glory, and if you don't do that because you're worried about what somebody might think about you, then we've sold out. And I'm about to give out. I want you to know God's real. And he's real in my life. I know what of God, and I know what of God is real. And I know that it came from God. Daniel, we find that he wouldn't sell out his principles here. And he wouldn't sell them out. Now, I want you to know, the Bible teaches us in Daniel 1 and 8, but Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat in Daniel 1 and 8. Oh, listen. It was prayer and principles, defilement and principles that Daniel was basing his life on. And he wasn't going to sell out. It didn't make any difference what happened, if he had to give his life or whatever might happen. And you know that's what God wants us to do. If somebody was to walk up and say, I'm going to shoot you right between the eyes if you don't deny God, what would you do? I know you can't answer that maybe in a way until it would happen, but you better be a saying, I'm going to serve God. We better be a saying, we're going to serve God. If it takes our life, if somebody wants to take our lives because that we are believers in God and because that we're confessing to be born again believers, then certainly we better stand for God. It's kind of like I told my son just a few days ago. And I told him, and I said, son, judgment days are coming. I said, you have no idea. I said, I know you've been before the court of the law before, and you've heard the judges, and I've seen the fear that's come over you when you had to walk in the courtroom. I said, boy, when judgment day comes, that's not going to be a happy day for daddy. That ain't going to be a happy day for pastor. It's not going to be a happy day. The only thing that's going to be happy about it is that we've got him living on the inside. But oh, I'm afraid we've come up short in so many different areas in our lives. And if we're not careful, we're going to continue to come up short in a lot of areas in our lives. Let's don't sell out. Let's don't sell out, church. Let's keep this place a place of worship. Let's keep this a place where the movement of the Holy Spirit is here. You know what I like about going to church? I like it when you pull in the parking lot. There's just something that's there that witnesses that God is there, that the holiness of God is there. Haven't you walked in the church buildings when you know it's a place that God is there and you could just feel the presence of God? You could just feel it. It was just a feeling that was there. Oh, listen, if we don't sell the holy things of God out, that's what kind of place we can have all the time that we live here. Oh, we can do what we need to do in a lot of things in this life. But I tell you, we better not sell out. The Hebrew children, and I'm just about ready to close, but the Hebrew children refused to sell their loyalty. They refused to sell their loyalty to the true God during that time. And I tell you what, the God that I serve tonight, and if you've been saved by the blood of Jesus Christ, I tell you, we serve the true God. He's the living God. He's the only God that we better be looking to tonight. So I'm not going to go in a lot of detail about that. Peter and John, we find that they would not compromise and they would not sell their right to preach the word. And that's exactly where we that are preachers are here tonight. We better not sell out what we preach for the cause of Christ. We better just keep on this old-fashioned way that we're on tonight, preaching this old-fashioned book. And I tell you today, brothers and sisters, this day and time, it's just about nightfall. It's just about the midnight hour. And I think about what a dark hour it must have been when Paul and Silas was thrown in jail, maybe for a lot of people, but they lived right before they got in jail, amen. They lived right before they got in jail, and that's how they got out, amen. You may get in some kind of predicament that you don't want to be in this life, but if you're really doing what God would have you to do and you're not one that's selling out the holy things of God, when you get in that predicament, God's going to get you out of it somehow or another, amen. I tell you what, sometimes He gets us out just by taking us to glory, amen. That'd be all right too if He wants to take us to glory. So are we for sale or not for sale tonight? How are we going to do what days that we have left in this world? How are we going to live them as far as for the holiness of God? Are we going to put a for sale sign on us? Or are we not going to sell? Are we going to say we're not for sale tonight? Isn't God good? Isn't He good? I'd like for us to stand for a minute if we can and would. I thank you for bearing with me for just a few minutes. I'm looking forward, more forward every day to that glorified body. That glorified body that God's given. Mine's a wearing out. My mind's wearing out before some of you older peoples, but I tell you one thing, my heart's right with God. Pastor mentioned in the beginning of service, I was ordained many years ago, but I was in the Free Will Baptist, and now I'm in the Independent Baptist, and that's the way I see and the way I feel, and I feel like that I'd like to come through this church and be recognized as an ordained minister in that way, in that form, in that fashion. I ain't got but one thing to preach, and that's Jesus. Amen. That's Jesus. Oh, thank God tonight for what He's done for us. Oh, He's done so much. I can't imagine anybody that would give their life for me in the way that He gave His. Laid it down freely. No man takes my life, took my life, or will take my life. He said, I'll lay it down freely. He'd give it to you, and He's give it for me. I don't know if everybody is saved here tonight, but what a good Mother's Day it'd be for somebody just to give their heart to the Lord. If you've never been saved, I want to give you that opportunity tonight to be saved. To be saved. If you feel like maybe that you've sold some things that you shouldn't have sold toward the goodness of God, maybe you just need to come and have a little talk with the Lord and say, God, I want you to remove that for sale sign. I want you to put a sign on me that I'm not for sale. And you make sure you keep that on you. Right on. As long as you live in this life.